Getting to grips with the structures. If you want to say a packet of in Swedish, you only have to say a packet and then the word for ice cream or whatever it is you want. Try to say a packet of ice cream.
Ett paket glass.
Very good. Getting to grips with the grammar. In the conversation, we heard the shop assistant ask Anna if she found the ice cream.
Hittade du glassen?
This literally means found you the ice cream. The word for find in the present tense is
hittar.
Verbs that end with an AR in the present tense are the most common in Swedish. If you take away the R and add DE, you get the simple past of this type of verb. Try it with another verb. Do you remember the word for pay?
Betalar.
Good. Now try to say paid.
Betalade.
Great. So now you know why it's important to know the verbs in the present tense, to be able to make the past tense. In order to understand how much things in shops cost, we'll have to continue counting further than 20. The word for 20 is
tjugo.
And 21, 22, 23 is
tjugoett, tjugotvå, tjugotre.
And so on. You simply add the numbers 1 to 9 to the word for 20. But did you notice that when you say 21, the Swedish for 20 is reduced? This reduction happens in most languages. Think of English. I am reduced to I'm. It's because of reduction that there can sometimes be differences between written and spoken Swedish. The word for 20 in Swedish is
tjugo.
But when you continue counting, you don't have to pronounce the last two letters, G and O. For example, 21 can be pronounced
tjugoett,
but is usually reduced to
tjugoett.
So here again are 21, 22 and 23.
Tjugoett, tjugotvå, tjugotre.
The numbers from 30 to 90 are formed in the same way, and the final O from
tio
is dropped. Listen, for instance, to how you say 30.
Trettio.
The same applies to 40 and all numbers up to 100. 40.
Fyrtio.
50.
Femtio.
60.
Sextio.
70.
Sjuttio.
80.
Åttio.
90.
90.
And the word for 100 is
ett hundra.
500 is
500.
1,000 is
ett tusen.
Try to say 8,000.
8,000.
Fantastic! Now you'll be able to understand and use very high numbers.